Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Monday, May 12th. I'm Tom Ortuso. In the tech headlines, tech stocks rally, and a look at Twitter's new feature. Those stories and more coming up.
Squarespace, the easiest way to create an exceptional website. Squarespace provides everything you need to create a beautiful website for you or your business, including trendy designs and unique styles. And you don't have to worry about getting stuck along the way. Squarespace has a 24/7 support team. Try Squarespace today for free, and when you're ready to go live, enter WSJ at checkout and save 10%. Plus, you get free hosting. Use promo code WSJ at squarespace.com/WSJ. Squarespace.com/WSJ.
British Sky Broadcasting has confirmed it's in preliminary talks with 21st Century Fox over a multi-billion dollar acquisition of its pay TV assets in Germany and Italy. The move would bulk up the UK broadcaster's business in Europe amid consolidation across the region's cable and television industry. Twitter is out with a mute button that lets you filter out tweets from people you don't want to hear from. Muting users means what they tweet and retweet won't show up on your timeline. Now, the muted users can still reply to and retweet and favorite what you tweet, but you won't see any of it in your timeline, and people that you mute won't know they were muted. Microsoft's cell phone unit has launched a new mid-tier smartphone in India. It's called the Nokia Lumia 630. It has a 4.5-inch screen and runs on Microsoft's latest Windows 8.1 software. Apple hopes quicker refunds will make you more likely to buy direct from its website instead of from third parties like Amazon and Best Buy. Apple says it's getting refunds to customers twice as fast as before when they return iPhones and other products. The change will mean more upfront costs for Apple. Coming up, a look at how tech stocks fared to start the week.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
Great day for stocks. The NASDAQ was up 72 points, almost 2% at 41.43. The Dow was up 112 at 16,695. The S&P added 18. Shares of Amazon.com were up 3.5%. Facebook up 4.5%. Twitter up almost 6%. Netflix up 5%. Shares of Apple were up more than 1%. TripAdvisor and Salesforce.com also higher. TripAdvisor up almost 6%. Salesforce up more than 6%. Again, the NASDAQ up 72. I'm Tom Ortuso with the Wall Street Journal.